Now to the World Cup. Today, Germany take on Serbia. The U.S. will take on Slovenia. Just two of the contests. World Cup fever is just down the street anywhere here in New York City. I don't know where it is in your neighborhood, but we don't have any trouble finding World Cup fever. And joining us now, Jack Keane, who's the director of football at Nevada Smith's Bar in the East Village of New York. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Are the taps running this morning?
Taps are running. The doors opened at 7 and the people are filing in. It looks like it's going to be quite an eventful day one way or another.
All right. That's your view, Jack. Our own Femi Oke is live there at Nevada Smith's Bar in the East Village. Femi, how does it look? How many people are there?
Good morning, John. You know, I was expecting it to be a crowd of German fans outside very early in the morning, but no, way before the bar was open, USA fans are here. They were here on Saturday knowing that it gets packed really quickly. They said to me, if anyone turns up in about an hour, good luck on getting in. They're really revved up and ready to go.
All right, it sounds like there's a little interference in there with other cell phones and people sort of calling their friends. And people are drinking. They're serving. They're having breakfast.
You know what, I think they're having a liquid breakfast this morning. We're talking beer on tap here. Haven't seen many people eating. A couple of people came ready with a few sandwiches stacked up as they were waiting in line. But really, it's a liquid breakfast this morning, John.
All right, well, find me a USA fan, all right, Femi?
Yeah, that's not going to be difficult. I'm surrounded by them.
All right, you find one. I'm going to talk to Jack for just a second. So Jack, no German fans, all USA fans. Are we going to actually, cross the Rubicon here and have world football be a U.S. sport suddenly?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, it's growing at an alarming rate. There's obviously a change in the population demographic as well over the last number of years. America is a changing place, and I think America finally understands that it's not about the game. It's about what the U.S. men's national team can do for the reputation of the country on the world stage.
Well, let's remind people, Germany take on Serbia in just a few minutes.
That's
the U.S.
Right.
will take on Slovenia later. You said, and at an alarming rate.
Alarming.
You don't sound too alarmed, Jack. You sound pretty happy about the whole thing.
You know what? I am thrilled to see the growth of the game. We started business here 18 years ago, and then it was nearly all expats who were coming to watch football. Now, there's so many local people, so many American lads and lassies coming in, and it's great. And of course,
hold on there, Jack. Let's see if Femi's got a lad or a lassie on the line here. Femi, what do you got?
This is Ben. He is so confident about a U.S. win. Ben, this is John Hockenbrink.
All right, Ben. Preview the match.
Preview the match?
Yep.
Well, I don't know much about Slovenia, except they're, I think, the smallest country in the World Cup this year. But USA, I mean, we got a lot of momentum from last game against England. I mean, we would have liked to win, but a tie against a team of that stature is good for our confidence. And having Kim Howard, be all right to play, I mean, I think USA should be feeling very confident right now about their standing in the game.
Well, the goalie in the game notwithstanding, we've got to do better on the USA team than we did against England. There's got to be a decisive win here, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we really need to send a statement not only to the rest of our group, but to the rest of the world. And, we can pull out a 2-0 or 3-0 victory. I mean, it'll do a lot for our team confidence, and, it'll really build on the momentum that we already have.
I mean, the French got stunned yesterday. We don't want to be feeling like the French later today, right, Ben?
No, definitely not like the French, not like Spain either. I mean, that's really the last thing we want. A loss here, it can't happen. I mean, a loss and we're done. So, USA really has to dig down deep and really send a message to everyone that, hey, we can't play, and, we want to make it to the next round.
All right, Ben, just to repeat your name again in case your mom's listening.
My name's Ben Roy. Hi, Mom, if you're listening. I mean, I hope she is, but
yep.
I don't think so.
Ben Roy, your son is in a bar this morning at 7:25 Eastern Daylight Time. Jack Keane, take us out. Are you pretty happy about the way things are going to go today?
Yes, I'm thrilled. I'm very confident that the U.S. will win. England will certainly win by at least 2 or 3 goals. Both teams will advance to the round of 16, and you know what? That's when the real World Cup starts, round of 16. So we're looking forward to the next 3 weeks and, of course, culmination all on the 11th of July.
Indeed.
Everybody come down. You're always welcome at Nevada Smith's. Thank
all
you
right.
very much for your time.
Jack Keane is Nevada Smith's Director of Football. That's a bar in the East Village in New York. Femi Oke, our takeaway correspondent, live on the scene, and our thanks to Ben Roy for getting up early to talk with us here on The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.